Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Art and Labor. I was poisoned by gas on the L train.
And I thrived off of it.
I've been poisoned.
I thrive off of the gasoline stench of the trenches.
I rode the L train and all I got was gas leak poisoning.
I rode the L train and the law won. What?
I drove the L train and it turned me into a simpering idiot because I had to inhale toxic fumes for hours on end.
Oh, I'm a little soy boy.
Oh, what are you, snowflake?
Oh, can somebody put some new air down here? I'm gonna die.
Look at this wimp. It needs air.
Listen, it's serious. I just can't stop talking like this. It's a disease.
It's like the fire department was like, or the MTA was like, hey, y'all, the fire department checked it out, gave it the all clear, it's safe. Don't worry about the toxic smell. We know.
Yeah. Someone came down with a gas mask on, and they were like, and they just gave a
big thumbs up. They're like, safe. You can be on the train, no problem. It's safe. And it's just like...
Yeah. And they were just patting a little bit of fire off of them. They were like, don't look at that. That's just fire.
It's so funny because it's like, safe for who? Is the safety determined by like, oh yeah, this is for the average person, it's fine. And then it's like that. It's like, okay, so for the average person, this mystical average person, it's fine. Mm-hmm. What about all the people who make up that average who it's not fine for?
Yeah. Well, you're not safe, all right? There's a tacit agreement of society. This is a core tenet of our country's founding fathers, and you don't really see that. They said, when you walk outside, the world will
Excuse
try
me,
to kill
did
you.
Did you leave the house?
Yeah. What?
Well, that's on you, bitch.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
That's on you.
Look, if there's gas in your house, you deal with that. I'm sorry.
Were you trying to walk on the sidewalk? There's your problem.
If you
idiot.
Want everything to belong to you, then why don't you fix the tunnels?
Why don't you fix the tunnels?
You fix this goddamn. Listen, the L train, the L train, L train. Look, if it's so bad, why don't you get a car?
Idiot.
Dumb dumb.
Big old get a car
dummy.
With all that money you have.
Get a car, go over the bridge. Over the bridge. Or walk. Honestly, people in the city are so unhealthy.
Oh my God. What do you live? A 4-hour walk from your job? Come on, lazy ass.
Listen, did you know that some people before now, they had to walk a whole day to get to work, and they did it because they had no other
choices. Aren't
they?
It's just an inspiring story of a man who walked to work for 4 hour every day. He walked to work 4 hour every day, and he is so inspiring. I'm so impressed by a man who walked to work 4 hour every day. It's not
Against
a failure of
odds.
Society. At all that the man walk 4 hour every day.
This man walk 4 hour every day. Coming to theaters this June.
Man walk 4 hour every day. Get come in contact with the Woodland Killer. The Woodland Killer coming in theater.
Oh, in theater. I can't wait to go to theater for inspiring. I want to also walk 4 hours like man.
walk 4 hours.
Yeah.
I never see my son. I walk 4 hours every day. I don't get to see my son. I get home. My son's already asleep.
I wake up every morning.
Where's my participation trophy?
Daddy, I miss you so much. I don't
I'm sorry,
even know
I'm sorry,
you.
Son. To save money for family, I walk to work 4 hour every day. So therefore, I can no longer have relationship with you.
I will turn to crime now and make the plot kind of dark and twisted.
Ugh. Son, that's not an inspiring message.
Well, you know, one day I'm going to get older and I'm going to walk 4 hours. I will look at a shining star after you die.
Father,
and I will hear your voice.
Father, because nobody was there for me, nobody caught that I had appendicitis and I died.
Well, that's on your mother.
Yeah. Where's the mothers in this?
Like,
where are the mothers?
Nobody knows what the mother even does.
And where are the mothers?
Yeah. The mothers aren't walking anywhere. They just get their groceries sent to their house, Amazon Fresh.
Where are the mothers?
Where are the mothers? All you see now are these tarts walking around going to jobs, and you don't see the mothers.
Damn harlots think they can have a career. Well, who's taking care of my children?
Oh, nobody is except for a trained Elmo doll.
And then I don't want to send my kid to public school.
You don't have to now. Check this out. There are no more public schools. All you have is charter schools. It's fine.
Good. I don't want my kid to get no commie education.
Mm-mm. No, we'll teach your kid to ride on the back of another kid.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Just grind them down.
Mm-hmm.
Just grind them down.
Yeah, we don't have any books at our charter school. We just have like a closet full of children who were never taught to read. And we bring them out and we teach your kids how to ride them like horses.
That's the model. That's the model. I'm buying. I'm in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think everyone understands what's going on here.
I was poisoned by a gas leak.
Yes. And I gained superpowers from a gas leak.
You got a Venom in there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I watched Venom over and over and over again, and now I have the goop. I text with Kevin every day about goop. But you know what I saw today in the downtowns of Manhattan? There's a store and it's called Goop.
Oh no.
The bourgeois motherfuckers,
they stole Goop.
Have co-opted the movement.
Oh, well, Goop is also Gwyneth Paltrow's thing.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Where she puts yonic stones and other such.
Yeah.
She thinks
the bacteria is going to give her symbiote powers, but that's not the way it works.
Not the way it works, Gwen. Watch the movie.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, she's one of those people who's like, oh, of course I've seen that movie. Isn't that the one where everyone gets their hair done? I love it.
No, bitch. It's when you have a polycule with yourself and your girlfriend's husband.
It's awesome. You learn so much, like, how to get along and also how to defeat Elon Musk.
Yes. Yes.
The movie rules.
It's great.
It's so great.
It's great.
Also, okay, Eddie Brock is Marx.
Okay. Where are you going with this, buddy?
Okay.
hold up there, partner. I'm going to have to stop you.
What? Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. Stop the wagon train.
I've been poisoned.
I'm going to tell you. The Marx anime, right? Oh. Okay, so check it out.
This episode is about Venom and the Marx anime.
Yeah, here's buckle up. Here's the bridge right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one can see it. It's in my hand.
That's
There's
fine.
A tiny
I'll
bridge.
I'll just describe it. There's a hand outstretched.
There's a tiny bridge right
tiny
there.
Tiny bridge in the hand. Okay. Fine.
No. Okay. So Marx started out as a journalist, you know, and he was just writing. He was like, I fucking hate landlords and I'm going to write an article about it for my local newspaper. And then, you know, such was the politics of Europe at the time, people were like, you got to censor that, man. You can't just be openly against, you know, these lords and ladies, even if they're killing poor people for made up laws.
Could you imagine a world where that happens?
Yes, and it's the world of Venom. I know. It never happens anywhere real, but in these two movies, you have journalists trying to expose the crimes of the rich. Hell yeah. And that's why Eddie Brock is Marx.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Do I get an A?
Thank you. Thank you. We're holding for applause. Everyone listening is clapping.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just careful if you're driving. Just clap a little bit unless you have to turn really quickly. Just go back to clapping.
It made me want to read more of the Venom comics, and it made me really excited for more because there's more symbiotes, and
Oh my god, and they get gnarlier and gnarlier.
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
Have you read? Oh yeah, but the comics. What is it? Secret War.
That's one of her.
The
yeah.
Secret War is like where it, where you find out about the symbiotes, right? Because there was like all the Spider-Man comics.
Mm-hmm. Venom is introduced in Spider-Man.
Yeah, and yeah, Spider-Man goes to this planet and is like, "Whoa, crazy! Look at that new suit. I think I'll just put it on." And then he gets Venom powers, but then he's like, "Whoa, this is too much. I don't know about this anymore." And then he's like, "See you later," and then Venom's all butthurt and is like, "I'm gonna find someone who hates you and team up with them and try to get you," and then they fight,
and then Carnage comes.
Carnage is
which they tease.
Yes. Oh my god! How about that wig?
Into it.
I love it. The curls, the auburn curls of the next villain.
Can't wait. I love it. It's the only good superhero movie I've ever seen. No, I don't know.
It's the only good one right now.
No, like what I enjoyed about it was honestly it reminded me of like, you know, watching like Alien or something. It reminded me of a sort of like self-contained universe that I like just like had no expectations of and like there's no weird dumbass fan service. It's just like take it or leave it. It's this fucking dumb guy and his weird bullshit and
yeah, let's see how he's gonna get people to believe him.
Yeah.
Isn't that like everyone's struggle at the end of the day?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed the Tesla maniac guy.
Yeah.
Riz. I'm a fan of that actor, Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, he had that really appropriately bugged out look. Like, I've got a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
And test on the human subjects.
Oh, man. Yeah, test on the human subjects. Poor Jenny Slate's character. What else happened in that movie? The best part is that, like, you know, he ends up, like, him and Venom are in love. And share a body, and that's neat.
I think it's beautiful.
It's neat.
I was like, wow, that's the kind of thing you get out of relationships, and it's something that I aspire to. Like, I don't have a goop right now, but one day there will be a goop in my life. And watching this is like a primer. Mm. You know, sometimes you'll get mad and you'll try to trap your goop inside of a glass box, and you watch it splattering across the walls and you think that's what you get. You don't have a body without me.
Oh no.
And then sometimes you just let it come back and then you fight other goops.
And then you make out with the same girl at the same time.
Oh yeah. Or the goop goes into your girlfriend and then she's very sensual.
Yeah.
In the forest.
It's an extremely horny movie. It's yeah. Like, and it invents new ways of being horny. And
yeah.
That's very interesting.
That's true. Innovative horniness.
Yeah.
I thought that it was impossible. Like, we've seen everything.
It's a queer superhero movie.
It's so, it is. It has something for everyone.
It is. Yeah. It's great.
I love it.
It's great. And it kind of does the classic thing that superhero movies do where they, where like the villain, like the super villain, I feel like in a lot of these superhero movies always have like one or two really good points.
Yeah.
Like the villain in this one is like, global warming's real and nobody's doing anything. So I'm taking it upon my own self to sacrifice however many people I see fit to try to like address it in my own very individualistic, insane way.
Yeah, and he's just like, also, humanity is a plight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we really shouldn't be considering our own well-being above that of the infinite life and possibilities of the universe.
Yeah. So it's just like, well, it's like, guy, that you're, see, that's where you're wrong. But then nobody ultimately addresses global warming. That's like, you know, it's like, wouldn't it be nuts if there was a superhero movie that solves something, solves like something real in the real world?
Oh, it would be, yeah, it would be amazing if they were like, okay, now everybody gets a symbiote and we plant trees together. and then you just watch that for a couple hours. And then eventually they get tired and they drink some iced tea. Dude, that movie would rule.
I'm just saying, like, by the end of it, if like the ultimate like ending of like Venom 5
I think there's gonna be 7. Not that I checked or anything.
Okay. Well, at the end of Venom number 7, they solve it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We got them. We solved global warming. We solved world poverty.
Well, it is weird. Okay, so I watched Venom for the first time at the right after I watched The Predator, like the new Predator.
I didn't even know there was a new Predator. I don't.
You're in your zone, but now you're hearing, I like boy movies.
It's fine.
So it's because I'm a 12-year-old boy, and now you know. I watched The Predator, and then I watched Venom, and then I watched the Eminem music video a few times.
Dude, I'm into it. I'm into the Eminem song, and P.S., like, because I listened to them both around the same time, the new Jaden Smith Goku song.
Oh, hell yeah.
Love it. Love that Jaden Smith Goku song.
So looping back into the global warming, mass extinction of humans thing, both movies were addressing the same thing. They're like, well, we only have a couple of generations left. And of course, we're speaking entirely within the realm of a fantasy that is furnished by our government. And, you know, check out all these really cool helicopters that were exploding and all of these like really cool armored cars and whatnot. And like, you know, what kind of carbon footprint does this movie have in which the actors are going, yeah, we only have a little bit of time left on the planet. It seems this predator is coming to take our autistic people because they are the more highly evolved of us, and their levels of thought are going to be infused into the making of the predator, and they will become more powerful, and that's our legacy to the universe. Yeah. It's like, so
honestly, fine. Like, sounds all right. Like, I'm kind of like a neuroatypical supremacist. I'm like people who.
So you would love the predator.
Yeah. I'm like, I think people who are in their own train of thought are superior.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whoa, where's your brain going? That's so great.
it is great when you really come across in just a sparkling little pile of thoughts.
It's just like so unique. I'm just so like, this is great.
You're just like fetishizing them.
I guess. But I'm also I don't know, I get that way myself sometimes, so I'm like,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know how do you know if you're autistic? Like, because there's all the shades of Asperger's and everything. Like,
yeah, who everyone knows?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Diagnosing, like, anything is, like, very difficult. Like, a lot of things are very, very difficult to diagnose. Not everything, but, like, a lot of ailments and non-ailments in every personality thing.
Yeah, especially since most diagnoses are just made up by people.
It's people. People do them. And then you go to a different person, they got a different one for you. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
take your pick.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I just need something to tell myself.
Yeah.
I am screwed up. I have a piece of paper to prove it.
Here. I got one.
I can't go to school today. I'm sick. I'm
sick. Please believe me.
Yeah.
The L train gave me poisoning.
And it's the end of the world, so everyone just get your nihilism goggles. And
put them on? Really?
Put them on.
Where are we going?
We're going to the movies.
Again?
Yeah, again and again. Let's see. Let's make it a drinking game. Anytime you go to a movie and they address climate change as this inevitable thing that no one can do anything about, but then they end up fighting aliens, just to start drinking in the movie theater.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always think about the end of Black Panther where it's just like, and then they joined the UN.
Oh yeah.
That great thing we all love and respect and understand.
The
and
UN,
works,
like, the biggest band-aid.
Oh my god.
The do nothing circle. Watch out. You're not allowed to the UN unless you prove that you can also exploit the riches around you.
Oh my god.
Become your own kingdom.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's so, everybody is so wrong about everything. There's the viral clip of Pod Save America where they're like, healthcare is not about ideology. It's just we gotta figure it out, which one to do. So therefore, if you are for keeping the insurance markets, like, that doesn't mean that you're, you know, neoliberal or whatever, like, or more on the Bernie side or whatever.
Yeah.
This is an A-plus impression. Everybody's going wild. Everyone's like, woo, woo, woo. Okay, he's got it.
The clappings are back. yeah, what is that? Like, unpacking a thing? I guess, you know, if you try to follow their train of logic, they're like, disrupting industries means the individuals within it don't have any, like, I don't know, useful skills outside of selling insurance or something. Like,
it's so wild. What
are they afraid of?
I don't know what they're afraid of. Because then there's like insurance for things still. There's still going to be insurance for your goddamn motorcycle.
You can insure your houseplants.
Your cat.
You can insure your
like, there's a place these people can fucking go.
Or they can just sell something else. Why don't all of the insurance claims adjusters, all of the sales slugs, just, well, why don't you go to med school?
The government can hire them and train them in the new, you know, fucking system.
Yes.
Like,
oh, it's collectivization.
Bitch, yes.
Why don't we turn them out to the agricultural sector?
Just
get your broom and clear out all of these claims
adjusters.
Send them
all to art school. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
The art schools need money.
Oh, horrible.
Get them in there. See what type of art they make.
Wow.
That would be fun. Have them insure art. That already happens.
That's true. Yeah. A good idea.
Wait, can we talk about pace or no?
Maybe a little bit. Word on the street.
We were talking about venues off mic before. We're talking about, like, how venues are dying. Venues we like are dying in Williamsburg. We're talking about the L train.
Yeah,
and, like,
and
oh,
also,
does that have to do with it? Like,
St. Mark's Comics is shutting down. It's basically, you know, it's not the L train. You know that there's just there's a certain atmosphere that the city is trying to expunge, and it's the atmosphere that is comfortable and affordable for people to just fucking enjoy themselves in.
No, you can't have that.
Enid's is closing down. Pete's Candy Store is closing down. St. Mark's Comics is closing down.
Yeah, Spectrum closed last week.
God.
What else?
It's just all the things that are good.
Yeah.
The place where you can get the food and the beer and the comedy and the music and the comics.
Yeah, and it doesn't gouge you with, like, some absurd fucking cocktail with, like, a rose-infused ice ball and a fucking...
I do like those ice
lemon
balls, though.
Leaf or whatever.
It's so pleasant.
It's wonderful. It should not cost fucking $13 or whatever in Bushwick. Like, that's insane.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm tired of having a beer and a shot for $10. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
A Budweiser and some Well whiskey...
It's criminal. Four. It's criminal because, like, we were talking about, you know, like our nightlife episode at these venues. They charge so fucking much, and then it's not like the performers are getting paid more. It's just going to ever increasing rents. It's like,
and now
insane.
we're just seeing like the trends of all of these venues are turning more towards like high production. Scale. So now there's it's gonna be a big old gallery complex, I guess, on 25th Street.
What side of 25th Street?
I don't know. I think it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. This is all.
It's gonna be staffed to the brim by SVA students.
Hush, hush. I hope so. God, so proud, so wonderful.
Yeah.
All of the Louis Vuitton. Yeah, so there's going to be a big old building, maybe like 6 stories or 7 stories or something. And then there, at the top, there's going to be a performance venue in the for-profit gallery.
Yeah, and we were talking about like galleries and museums catering to performance, like the Shed or like these very polished, very wealthy institutions investing in performance. We're getting into a little bit of Hito Strael, the terror of total Dasein, which we did an episode about before, but because we're talking about how the galleries, what they want is people, the like cool performance people and the audience that they bring to come into their space and get their photos taken alongside the, you know, physical art and like the space itself, just to attract people and
just to keep that cultural capital flowing. And it's going to be like, it's going to be spectacular because you can't have any underwhelming experiences in a giant cathedral of art. So basically, like, if you were just if you're a modest performer of modest means, just consider yourself a ghost in the art world. If you don't have like a laser light show big enough to fill an amphitheater, it's just great. Like, I'm tired. I give up.
And what the fuck is Pace doing? Like,
what are they doing? Like, they're making tons of money on secondary market sales.
And it's just disgusting that we just, like, these businesses, they just grow and grow, and like everyone continues to get paid the shit wages forever.
Yep. And that is the American process of weeding out the weak.
Fuck. We deserve it, you know? Like, give yourself lashes. You deserve it. If you aren't doing well, you deserve to die.
Do better.
Everything's a meritocracy. You're just not pulling your weight enough.
I love that meritocracy. So ever since I read the piece of about the history of the term. It's actually a it came from a piece of satire. Like, the term meritocracy was invented by an English satirist who was like trying to describe the way that it doesn't exist.
That's wonderful, but it's another clear reminder that satire is ultimately just subsumed and people just use it in a genuine way.
The membrane between fact and fiction, it works both ways. The osmosis can then, be reclaimed by any side of the argument.
No, I mean, I love satire, but I'm very sympathetic to the criticisms of satire because it's like...
It's just not clear.
Yeah, depending on who's looking at it, they're just like, oh, hell yeah, dude, I'm a Nazi too. Sick.
Oh, sure.
End of story.
Yeah.
It's like bizarre. Or then like you become like a Stephen Colbert where you're like, you're doing satire for so many years.
And then people are like, no, this is actually the news, though.
Yeah.
This is great. You're actually just the voice of reason for me on a nightly basis.
And then you rebrand yourself as a very family-friendly, toothless idiot.
Aw.
Like,
hey, that's not a bad thing to age into, though.
Fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Fun. I love palling around with my friends in Hollywood.
Aw. Wait. I want to come.
Sorry. You can't. You can tune into the show, though. It's on every night.
Oh.
On a cable subscription. Do you have one of those?
I don't know. I don't have a TV.
Well, you could watch it on YouTube, I guess.
Oh, I guess I have to wait until it goes on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not live, but.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be like a couple days after it happens. I could.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, I guess I'll wait, yeah. I don't know what else to do with my life.
Have this regurgitated culture third hand.
Okay. It's a little...
The best you can do.
Still a little bit warm.
It's what you deserve. It's what you deserve. Because you're not working hard enough for a cable subscription.
Oh.
And a nice TV.
My liver hurts. Oh, God. So, yeah, we're having a little media roundup today. Mm-hmm. And the inspiration for that was the brand new
Mark's Anime. Mark's Anime. Mark's Anime.
Mark's Anime.
Where's the drop?
This put in the is drop. Mark's. This Mark's. Is so Mark's.
You got Mark's. You got Anime.
Mark's
That's
Anime.
That's dialectics.
Whoa. Yeah, funded by the Chinese government. The Chinese government made an anime for you. And guess what? They did not finish rendering the crowd scenes.
Nobody. It's 3D animated and it's bad.
It's so bad. It's incredibly bad. Okay, it's amazing.
Give it a chance.
Let the government make cartoons, people.
Well, I will say, a lot of the times when an anime first airs, it's not the final cut.
Yeah.
No, this is true. This is true. I don't know about Chinese anime, but most anime, it's not the final version. The final version is what eventually comes out on DVD.
People are also really accustomed to watching garbage drawings.
It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
By itself, it's not good.
It was very. Some of it is like amusingly scary. Like in the first episode, Marx is giving some graduation speech he's always giving a speech in the show.
Yeah.
And then it pans across the audience and they only decided to give facial features to the first row of the audience. So then there's a whole bunch
just
of
faceless.
Like faceless
and
heads.
And they're not like into it because they're not like moving at all.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're just,
yeah. And they're like a little bit in the shadows, a bunch of faceless heads.
Oh my God. But like, it's like very over the top dramatic music is playing also.
And then everyone is like sighing and kind of like gently moaning throughout the whole show too. It's so creepy.
You guys, Marx is super hot.
What a looker.
Marx is super hot.
What a sparkly stunner.
at the end of episode one, he goes to Berlin. That's where episode one ends. And then episode two is out, but I haven't seen it.
I watched it. He meets Engels. I watched it. And Engels is like, oh my God, are you Karl Marx?
They have a meet cute.
And then, yeah, well, oh my God. Marx is just sitting at his job, and then Engels walks in and is like, whoa, I read all the things that you wrote. They're the best things in the whole world, and I already love you. And Marx was like,
oh my God.
A feeling this is going to be something.
Oh, that's the end of episode two.
Yeah, well, first they trash the young Hegelians together.
Oh my God. That's Marx x Engels OTP going to write / fiction about anime Marx and anime Engels. They're both really hot. My question for you is, in the opening theme song, is that Lennon? Do they show Lennon for a sec?
Oh.
In like one of the, like, there's like a riot or something.
Yeah.
It looks like a young Lennon, maybe.
I think so.
I think we might get a Lennon.
I hope it makes sense. It's a little hard for me to decipher the way that they've decided to draw everyone. I really don't have any facial recognition for most everything that's going. Like,
even like older marks, like in older Engels, they still look like incredibly like background characters in a JRPG. Like, it's like,
yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh my God. Okay, so the ending theme is baller. It's a rap song.
Yeah. And they say, what's the hook? It's like, that's so Marx.
Yes.
This is so Marx.
That's so Marx.
Yeah. Marx.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's terrible.
And then at the end, I'm like, when it shows Mao and stuff, it shows Tiananmen Square or whatever, and it's like, oh man, I was like, for a second, I was like, are we gonna get an anime Mao? Are we gonna get an anime Mao? Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh.
Oh, you're gonna at least get the posters.
Yeah. Well,
it's great. Oh.
I'm into it. I think there should be.
Because it just there's going to be like a few episodes that it just focuses on the biography. So don't get all excited. Yeah. It's just Marx going through the motions.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm in school. Oh, I'm at a different school.
Yeah. Oh, I wrote this.
I'm broke again. My dad's telling me to go
to another school because I don't have money. And I'm having too much fun here. I want to marry a rich woman. Ah, it's cool. She wants to marry me. There's not really a lot of conflict yet.
No.
It seems like a pretty smooth time of it.
No, it's very like, look at this cool guy.
Yeah. At one point, a soldier is like, I'll shoot you for slandering the governor.
Oh my God.
And then Marx is like, wouldn't that be slanderous? As well, you will sully the name of your leader. And they were like, good point.
You win this time.
Dialectic is on fire.
It's so funny, the scene where he like owns that rich bully in the bar.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Loved it.
He's like, let me talk to you about Kant. And then they were like, I can't handle it. He read his homework and he... Oh, God, man. Damn. I have to leave now.
Foiled by a country bumpkin. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's not a lot of opposition there.
Oh man, I love it though. I think it's so funny. I think it's I just love it. I want it to be full BL. I want it to go full bully boys love Marx and Engels anime. I think that'd be
shirts off. I want to know why now? What's up, Chinese cultural? You know. Sector for improvement of the minds and souls and spirits of the communist regime.
Like, well, yeah.
It's bizarre because, like, okay, so a lot of China is still, they're like experiencing a rural lifestyle. So this is for people who are living in cities. Maybe they're all getting together in like a Foxconn living unit, and they're like, oh, I don't have to go to my bunk bed for another 20 minutes, so I'm gonna watch an episode of Happy Marks and then go to my really shitty job, like putting springs in phones. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm gonna think about how this beautiful state of communism that I'm living in makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah, it's like,
is it to hate Marx? You know, is it just like, is it like, oh, I'm a person who is continuing to work? Like,
no, I wonder too, like, because like China's obviously not like an actual communist state. It allows a lot of free market. It allows, like, billionaires exist in China, obviously. Like, it's, I know there is a younger university educated group of like Chinese students who are genuinely trying to push the government more communist.
Oh yeah, of course. And they're getting a lot of threats.
Yes, they are.
And there's people who are being taken away to like re-education camps. Qijin is the region that there's like a re-education work camp scenario that people just keep getting sent to. But I think there's also some kind of like a religious bent to it where they're like, I think all these people are Muslim and they can't be in China. It doesn't make any sense. Like, let's send them out to the farthest nether regions and, you know, they won't be a problem out there. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like, it's coming from a weird cultural background. Yeah, and then just thing. Like, what is, I don't understand. Like, who was it that decided it would be a good idea to fund and why? Because they thought about it.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, oh, excellent. Like, Marx is the star. And if we get a control over this narrative, where is that going?
That's the thing, because it's like, then wouldn't it backfire a lot of the times? Like, a lot of the, like, there is, like, I think it is healthy to have a veneration of workers. Like, I think that's great, and I think that the United States needs Marx propaganda. But it's like, it's like, then they're going to just quash any sort of, like, organizing that workers do, ultimately.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the workers, you know, get interested in Marx through this anime and then learn that they're being exploited by, you know, billionaires that have a lot of power in China. And
Well, this is also like something that follows the trends of all like the education in the Soviet Union, because there was like required learning of the ways that you communicate class structure. And then, and so it's like, you know, throughout the Soviet Union, there was never a time when they achieved this kind of government that would dissolve itself.
Yes, yeah.
But there has just always been this constant, like, you would be in trouble if you, it's kind of like, pictures of Marx are like the American flag here, where people would be like, oh my God, you just disrespected the troops because you hate that picture of Marx. Like, and so this sounds
I mean, literally, like, our Department of Defense makes a pass at any major blockbuster Hollywood movie. Has to be approved by our Department of Defense. Like,
yeah, we're not using our helicopters for just anything.
Like, we also have we've talked about this in another episode if people are interested in it, but, like, you know, during the Cold War, there was a battle of culture, like literally, like being funded by the CIA, the Department of Defense, and the FBI.
Yeah. And it's still going on today.
So it's really like, you know, the propaganda is that people are so afraid of it. And there's so many, if you look up the Marx anime, there's so many like CNN, like,
mm-hmm.
look at what the Chinese government is funding this wacky Marx anime. Could you imagine a government is funding propaganda?
Like, yeah. Wild.
Could you even imagine a world? Like, it's like, yes, you guys. You guys.
Everything, everything is the same thing.
Yeah. It's just, so wild.
There's everything just has a little bit of a different flavor, and that flavor gets you a pretty similar outcome in most cases.
Yeah, neither one is destroying hierarchy right now. So really, there has to be other ways of dismantling hierarchy other than what is available to us on the planet right now.
Yeah, it maybe, you know... It's just some lip service to, I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like the concepts of positive and negative liberty. Like, you're free to experience some kind of a philosophical dissent, but if there are any actions that come of it, then you've surpassed. I just don't get it, I guess. I just am like, what? This is mind-breaking. Like, why?
Media. We chose to do an episode about media and that we're poisoned by gasoline today.
Mm-hmm.
And media is just like...
is just like the gasoline in the tunnel.
Yes. We're talking about this before, too. Criticism.
Criticism is dead. It's glutted. It's insane. Everybody's doing it. Don't try to make it your job, you crazy kids.
I mean, yeah, like it's like then our whole podcast is criticism, I think. It's like...
And it's going really well. We're both making a killing.
We love it. Oh, don't you love it? It's bizarre to think about how everybody... We're just oversaturated with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it is overwhelming.
The media and our experiences of the world are completely oversaturated, and we're expected to get really hyped on all kinds of things, and we're also expected to spend our time dissecting them amongst each other, and it's to this degree that it's ultimately not leading us to the revolution.
No, it's pacifying us. It's like the Super Bowl was so nothing, just bland.
But in the way that the Andy Warhol burger commercial was actually perfect.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
It's like here is Hell World, and here's your king, and he's a Burger King.
Hashtag it. Did you know that he actually wanted McDonald's, but they only had Burger King?
That sucks. How can you do that to somebody famous?
Isn't that ironic that Burger King is using this? Oh, fucking hell. I just want to kill myself. I hate it. I just, like, it's so... We have nothing. Culture is nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah. That's why I tend to make my own.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what's everybody doing? Oh, they're looking at something from the 70s again, and everybody is making a meme from some other meme.
Yeah.
Now it's really cool. Now you get half of a boomer meme as a new meme.
Those are really funny.
They are really good. I like those a lot. But, you know, it's because my mind is also made out of garbage.
Yeah, we're just feeding our brains garbage. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to feed your brain garbage.
Yeah, it's great. Eventually, you'll gain an immunity to it.
That's why you should try a Burger King. This was all a spawn con for Burger King.
Gotcha. Oh, my God. I'm eating a Burger King right now. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard because, like, there's always a moment where people get really jazzed and they're like, all right, yeah, collective action, we're doing it now, and here's all of this material we can use, we've got all of these examples of narratives and the history that we're riding on, and but now what do we do now? Yeah, oh, we're gonna
peter out.
I'm mad.
We're gonna peter out.
I'm tired.
We always burn out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's sad.
Somebody has an idea out there, right? Write to us at artandlaborpodcast@gmail.com with your ideas for revolution.
Oh my God. I think we just have to go full Bookchin and just read all of his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That might be where we have to go.
Well, it's weird when you go full Bookchin because, you know, carrying on with his philosophies of the self, basically. It's just, he's like, oh yeah, I made it to like every single protest and I hung out with every single really cool lefty group. And then I realized, like, you know, I'm great. And like, let me tell you what I told this other guy. I was like, you're nothing. Your rhetoric is bull. All right. I'm still great. Did you see that?
That would be my criticism of Bookchin too. I think he should have developed his ideas collectively somehow. I think that's,
well, he was just soaking it in though. He was like, oh, okay, this is this from the participation of being in XYZ every single group on every continent somehow. It, which is amazing and great, and like, I can't believe it. I'm still very inspired by this person and believe in most of the things that he says, because why not become a fully cultured leftist that maintains some individual concept of their own ethics? But I don't know what... Yeah, I'm just looking for directions.
Show me a communism that got dissolved the transitional state.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Come on. Please, for us?
Please show me one. Please.
Just for us.
Oh, I need one.
It would be cool.
Cause everything's very depressing here in New York City. Except. I think Amazon's gonna lose.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's sounding like.
I think they're gonna lose. It's wild. I think they're gonna lose.
It sounds like they're gonna lose.
Yeah.
There's so much pushback. And you went to the town hall meeting, right?
I went to the it was like the second hearing, like ethics hearing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where this VP of public relations for Amazon was there, and everyone gets to yell at him. It's great. But you're not supposed to, you're not, don't yell. We're in the city hall. We're going to kick you out if you yell.
I am very upset.
You're not allowed to yell.
Amazon.
You must show respect. We're in respect zone.
I am respectfully upset, and I am not chewing gum.
You're in respect zone. You're not allowed to yell, but everyone yelled anyway. It was great.
Yeah!
Everyone yelled at the man when the man said,
oh my God.
The man said, hey, I work in Long Island City, where Amazon warehouse, and we call ourselves Amazonians. Everyone laughs their ass off. There's so many. This was a while ago. This was Thursday, so I forgot all the things. But there's a couple of really good write-ups about all of the things people laughed their ass off. People laughed at, there's like a lady that worked for Amazon too, and they literally said at this hearing, one of the senators, all the like the senators on this committee were all pretty anti-Amazon. Like, cool. Like, I think there was like four of them. Two of them are like pretty firmly anti-Amazon. The other ones were like, ugh, Amazon, why you gotta do me like this? Maybe if you were,
why did
like,
you keep me out of the deal? Now I have to hate you.
Maybe if you scratched my balls, I would. Oh, just a shame you didn't scratch my balls because now I can't support you.
Yeah,
like, and so that was sort of the mood, and so this
the mood, big mood, no ball scratch.
This lady was like, yeah. Or somebody asked them, the Amazon panel, like, so would you allow your, Lucia is jeweling. Did you catch that on mic?
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Would you allow your workers to unionize? Would you at least remain neutral if they wanted to unionize? And they were like, no.
Wow.
they just gave a big no, and the crowd was like, boo. And then, and then the security was like, shh, we're going to kick you out. If you guys do another outburst, we're going to kick you all out.
Yeah. Don't do a boo. We're all children here. Remember that. With all of our lives ahead of us, we've got to learn to be quiet.
No banner drop allowed, but they did the banner drop anyway. They did the banner drop. Banner drop was really good. There are so many people who are just so vocally against it that Amazon's offended, everyone. They're offended.
Yeah, well, good.
They're going to leave. I really think they're going to leave.
Wait, I'm scared now because it's like that relationship where you just take it for granted and then you just realize, oh, wow, life could have been so different with Amazon here. Like, we would have had this really direct conflict to struggle against for our whole lives. And the enemy would be so clear. But now that they're gone and I'm just out there on the streets and it's rainy and I see reflections of Amazon everywhere, I look down at my face and it's the little Amazon logo in a puddle, and I cry.
Because their boxes literally litter the streets already. Like, you can't look into a trash can without seeing an Amazon Prime packaging in it.
That's true. Walk into an apartment building, there's a stack of... It's always Christmas with Amazon, and you...
But...
You're still going to get that, even if they move somewhere that needs... the industry. What if they, I mean, if Amazon moves to, you know, Flint, then it could be good.
Yeah. Detroit, where there's, you know, no clean water and just like.
Yeah. Clean it
rampant
up. Amazon.
Nothing.
Rampant nothing. Yeah. The like hounds of
poisonous gas everywhere. Like, talking about poisonous gas. There's like so much poison from like constant demolition in Detroit, and it's like, don't demolish it. If you have something there for people, they'll move into these buildings. You don't have to demolish them. Cool.
Yeah,
New York, we
have a biodome there,
the infrastructure. New York, we're self-contained, baby.
We're good. Don't need your business.
We don't need it, and we don't need the fucking Target that they're trying to build in Jackson Heights either. We don't need that shit. Unnecessary. Don't want it. Don't need it.
Yeah, we already have Flushing Chinatown.
Yes, and yeah,
major shopping hood.
It's right there. It's like, and there's so many. Oh my god.
Yeah, freak out. Don't die.
No, I just I'm psyched. Honestly, I'm psyched that.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, the press is siding with the people too. Like, I, you know, I didn't go to the hearings, but I was reading and it seemed very sympathetic to the way that we're all experiencing the situation, instead of it being like more propagandistic takes on just like, oh, Amazon is being unfairly treated or something. Everyone is like, no, this is weird. I think it's not gonna happen.
It's so wild how it's another reminder of just how incompetent Cuomo and de Blasio are, that they just like, they just are so out of touch that they are just like, yeah, we're going to both do whatever it takes to get this deal. We're going to go against the charter of the city. Like,
they're like, nobody can see us right now. If you listen, if you close your eyes, you become invisible.
And that's what, and we're doing this because everybody's bidding on Amazon. We should get in on that bid too. We should do it too. And it's like, you are the worst, most like incompetent people. It's insane.
Yeah. They really should have done a little something to lie. Maybe they should have tried lying if they were also going to be embezzling.
God. Yeah, I mean, honestly, tip for the neolibs. Do it if your whole thing is doing things by the book and being obsessed with rules and laws and shit, do your big deals by the book. Like,
oh, but then they're not big deals. Then they're just like, they're medium extra.
I hate it.
I hate it too.
Well, yeah, that's the end of the episode, I guess.
The end. We hate the it.
End. The end. We hate it. Anime Marks, what do you rate it? What do you rate Anime Marks?
Anime Marks, 10 faceless crowd.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna rate it 4 out of 5 because it's not gay enough yet.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like that. All the higher ups over there and they're watching and they're like, yes, I think this is gonna really please the crowds.
Furry Marks.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm gonna be for Valentine's Day.
Furry Marks. Oh, that should be our next t-shirt. Furry Marks.
Furry Marks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's tons of Nazi furries and there's not enough Marxist furries, and it's really like, unfortunate.
It's insane how they're obsessed with the worst ideologies. Like, get a good one. Come on.
Yeah, you can still be extremists.
Yeah.
And you can still be Huskies.
Get a good one.
Just put a hammer and sickle on it. Oh, well, God. Fuck everyone.
Thanks, everyone. We love you.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
I've split that in the middle.
And let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.